I wonder if this is the Jeremiah that I asked. I won't say Jeremiah has a bullfrog.
No.
I won't say that.
No.
You
okay.
Say that pretty much every time.
I know, Jeremiah, I'm over here shaking my head no. I'm like, don't do it. But yet, you just can't make it stop, Jeremiah. It just, he thinks it, and I'm like one step behind going, no, and it doesn't matter. How are you doing?
The recent conversation over 3D guns kind of sparked my input. Actually, as an undergrad, like, did a whole report on it. And what I think a lot of people aren't really taking into consideration is the actual design for the gun. So if you look at the one that's purely 3D printed, to say that it's a security risk because, oh, now it can get past airport scanners is pretty laughable, because the thing's easily 6 to 8 inches in diameter, and it's a single shot, single use item. So anyone who's seriously looking to have malice and cause maximum impact, it's not a smart move on their part, because you got one shot and then everyone with real guns is looking at you. Consider the cost of the printer itself. I mean, it would be cheaper in some instances to just go to a gun show and buy a real gun. Hmm. And that has more than one shot to it.
The concern is going to the amateur, the youth who may not have skills or access to go to the gun shops or the kinds of places where the black market where they could get a gun, and have this be more of a reflexive knee-jerk reaction where they could be creative and make it at home as a hobby.
I'm of the mind that we should let evolution run its course. If those people are going to make those mistakes, let them. There's probably a reason that they're making those mistakes, and it may not be best for society as a whole to have that continuing down the line. I think they're all detractor points from the overarching point of freedom of information and availability to learn and access knowledge freely and openly. Yes, there's going to be accidents, but that's natural to anything. I think that a safety argument in this regard is pretty silly. And even if you look beyond that single shot use one, which was really honestly designed more for this political point, and it's been available online for at least 4 years, probably longer than that. The bigger concern would be the instance where you 3D print other portions of the assembly, because the reason that other one is a single use is that the plastic can't handle another shot. It warps, and the whole firing chamber is distorted in a way that's not reusable. So ways they make up for that is by using metal portions of the firing chamber. You fill in all the gaps with PLA, polyactic acid printed 3D parts. People should be discussing that more, but not for the reasons that they are, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it really comes back to the whole people saying, well, then there's uncontrolled guns. Well, if you look at the stipulations and regulations we put around tracking gun purchases in the U.S., that's laughable, because right now we can't trace our own guns. they've got all these purchasing records on microfilm and storage containers, and it takes a couple weeks to do an honest-to-goodness trace on a non-high-priority case. It's illegal to make a database of guns, so we're already making that possible, so why restrict innovation and people learning in order to have some kind of facade of safety?
Your quote of let evolution run its course reminds me of a comment that I have heard over the years. Doc, you want to say that?
My dad, who was an officer in the United States Navy, used to say LTD. And he said it for years. And I'd say, Dad, what does LTD mean? And he would say, let things develop.
Yeah.
Which sparked what you've just said.
Yeah, that's exactly what Jeremiah just said. I like that.
Jeremiah, please call us again. We've got
that
Kevin on the line. Would you please call us again?
I appreciate the insight that he shared more to this discussion because of the one shot, and kind of brought it up in the different paper and how expensive in the design.
And he's
very
had experience.
Valuable
experience as
very
a, as,
valuable
as a student
into
in
this
terms
conversation.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah. We're really,
thank
really
you,
appreciative
Jeremiah.
That you took the
excellent.
Time.
Excellent.
Always fun
excellent.
Talking to y'all.
You
thank
as
you.
Well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a great
you.
Y'all
evening.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thanks.
Jeremiah
that was really
was a bullfrog.
Stop
He's
with the
a
song.
Friend of mine.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Really?
That's an earworm.